Well, I haven't stopped working, so that's one thing. I've been spending a lot of time with my family. Make sure I get that time with them because I don't know when next time I'm going home. So that's pretty majority of my break right there, spending time with my family and working.
So you were at home when you were training out
there? Yeah, I was home back in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. That's it.
What are some of the things you're looking forward to just with your first camp?
Well, since this is my first camp, I'm looking forward to see how things are going. Getting back with the guys, building that camaraderie with them, just getting on the daily ground with them, working out, getting down the offense in general. I'm just ready to get back on the field because it's been a while since we actually been on the field, so that's probably the thing I want to get back to.
How would you describe the transition from college football to the field?
Transition was tough. It was tough. It had its challenges, but I would say the biggest thing, the difference was the game speed itself. The NFL is a lot faster. The guys are a lot bigger and stronger, so you have to be technically sound now in the NFL.
Do you feel comfortable with the playbook now?
Yes, I do. That's it.
What do you like about the offense?
Very versatile. I mean, we can do a lot of things at our offense. We have the personnel to fit our offense, and I'm just ready to see what we're going to produce.
How big of a focus is special teams for you right now? Because obviously that's mm-hmm. one of the ways you're going to be able to impact this team.
Oh, yeah. Special team is really big for me because I'm athletic. I'm a raw individual player, as you can say. So I'm just going to take the time to get better every day and work on special teams as my ticket in.
What's it like for you adjusting to dorm life?
I mean, I thought I left college, but it seems like we're right back at it. So I guess I had to read my textbooks and, you know, start studying for my chemistry test tomorrow. But it's a good atmosphere here. I love it here, even though the heat is terrible. But I'm used to it. I'm from South Carolina. That's all we have down there. So I'm just glad to be back, you know, back in action.
Do you know who your roommate is?
I have no idea. Nobody was in the room when I walked in. So I hurried up, picked the room I wanted before they came in. So they might be mad with me for the room I chose. I don't care. I got here first. A lot easier. I'm actually surprised it's not as hot as it is in South Carolina. South Carolina is nothing but dry heat. It's very humid. It's hard to breathe. I mean, you walk outside, your mouth get really dry as soon as you open the door, and it's so disrespectful. I hate it. But I'm loving this weather here, trust me. I would say the mental aspect of the game now is a lot different because it's more to it. It's not just you wake up, you play football, you go to class. You have a lot of other things that factors into football and NFL. So I think it's a more mental aspect of the game that I have to adjust to. I'm not pulling for anybody. I just like the shirt, so I bought it. I follow soccer to a certain degree and Olympus and all of that to a certain degree, but I'm not really into it like that. I just like the shirt, so I just went and bought it. So I got a lot of questions with that on the plane, too. A lot of people thought I was playing for the Olympic team, and I was like, nah, I'm just a football player.